Today's broadcast is brought to you in part by Corporate Capital Direct. Listen, banks are not lending, and the online lenders may not tell you all you need to hear to make the right decision for your company needs. Get the inside edge for business financing. Whether you have capital needs for inventory, payroll, general operating expenses, or even to consolidate expensive debt or tax issues, Corporate Capital Direct can help you avoid common mistakes when seeking a capital solution for your business. Never upfront fees. Get the inside edge for your business financing needs. Call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com. Again, call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com.
Welcome to Legal News and Review, recipient of the Florida Bar Award of Excellence, and featuring Michael Santucci, co-chair of the Intellectual Property Division of the Broward Bar. From the law firm of Santucci Priori, practicing intellectual property, business, and entertainment law and litigation, located in downtown Fort Lauderdale. Legal News and Review, the only real problem solver radio program using the law, with your moderator, Philip Bell, and hosts and legal panel attorney, Gary Singer, chair of the Broward County Bar Association's Real Property Section. Gary Singer is board certified in real estate law and a syndicated columnist from the Sun Sentinel. He is an expert in his field of practice. Now, here's your moderator, Philip Bell.
On the docket for today's broadcast, this is a part two of a two-part series broadcast this week. We're with Forrest Owens, board-certified specialist in aviation law, and he's from Global Aviation Council. And we're going to have him explain what board certification is. And, you know, this is an interesting time to live. Autonomous aerial vehicles are not in the future. They're currently being used, if those that were listening on Monday, currently being used in Dubai this month. And it's pretty cool, but we'll see, you know, if that comes here one day. I mean, I'm still waiting for flying cars. I think I'll still have to wait. But I'd like to introduce and welcome our legal panel host. First of all, good afternoon, Gary Singer.
Hey, Phil. How you doing, buddy?
Another day in paradise.
Did you enjoy the holiday?
I absolutely did.
Play your hand off or anything?
No, I still got most of my fingers.
Well, that's pretty good. 9 out of 10 ain't bad.
Absolutely. And, of course, Gary Ostro.
Hey, Phil.
Hey, Gary. And Michael Santucci.
Hi, Phil. Hope you had a happy 4th as well.
It's always a good
Ate
time.
Ate a lot of barbecue, drank a lot of whiskey.
I'm telling you. Like
Rolling whiskey.
Woo! Rolls whiskey.
Rolled whiskey.
That's
with
right.
A D.
You know, Governor Rick Scott signed a new bill, HB 1027, into law, and that sets forth rules for unmanned devices here in the state of Florida. And we're very pleased to have back on the program Forrest Owens, who's a board-certified specialist in aviation law, and he's with the firm of Global Aviation Council. Good afternoon, Forrest.
Thank you once again for having me, Philip.
You know, Forrest, you and I have become friends. You've helped so much with this segment. And a matter of fact, I'm going to give you credit. This was an idea that came from you. You've been on the show well before. You came to me and says, you know, Phil, drones is a growing concern here in the United States. You know, in some places, it's kind of like the wild, wild west. People don't know the rules and regulations. And there's Fourth Amendment rights. I mean, I know people that have drones with cameras. And they could go right up to my balcony. They could look into my window and take pictures of me, which would be a scary thought.
For the viewer, anyway.
Phil, I don't think you had anything to worry about.
It takes years to get in this shape.
I mean, they could, as a practical matter, they can do it. I think it's a violation of privacy.
No, even that. They're not going to come up to Phil's window and look at it. Practically, impractically, or any other way.
It's not happening.
I'm like Rodney Dangerfield. Not even my yo-yo comes back to me. I get no respect.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you. But, you know, you can't fly over people. Listen, guys, you cannot fly over people directly. You can't fly over power plants. If there's a you know, like a baseball game, you cannot fly over there to watch it on your from your drone. There's a lot of reasons behind that, and one of the main reasons is safety.
Or saving money on a Super Bowl ticket.
Yeah.
You can't fly it over the Super Bowl at the 50-yard line and watch what would normally cost $5,000 for a ticket or $10,000.
Safety's always going to be the concern, and that's going to be the interesting thing with how this plays out over time and how technology improves, because everybody's concerned about a drone flying out of the air and flying out of the sky and hitting them in the head, then who's responsible? So you have multiple issues associated with tort actions or civil actions, personal injury actions. And you've got issues of regulation that are in a constant state of change lately. They really can't even keep up with how quickly the application of drones is being applied.
And the technology, I mean, technically, if Amazon wants to use it for home delivery, that will be an autonomous vehicle governed by GPS.
Correct. And currently, and we've talked about this before, but for commercial applications, it's not currently permitted to operate an aircraft outside of the visual line of sight. So I think that you'll see changes in that going forward once the technology improves to allow for it.
So, Forrest, what kind of stuff, as a representative of the firm, the Global Aviation Council, what kind of stuff do you do on a daily basis, or what your corporate entity does on a daily basis in terms of advising people?
What I spend most of the time doing is what I would call traditional aviation-related matters that include FAA enforcement matters against pilots, aircraft purchases and sales, dealing with pilots that may have issues, airmen, which are mechanics that may have regulatory issues.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but what kind of regulatory issues might an airman or a pilot have? Just curious.
They would have issues associated with dealing with the FAA if the FAA were to violate or issue a violation against them for violating a rule that would affect their license.
A dirty urine, for example. I've had clients
who have
had dirty urine.
I got you. I understand.
Administrative violations.
They have administrative actions that the FAA will bring. And
like licensure issues type of thing.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Board of Medicine overrules doctors, et cetera.
Yeah, right. I follow.
The bar lawyers.
So just let pilots deal with the same thing. Mechanics that are licensed to work on aircraft face the same type of oversight.
Okay.
Drones is becoming more and more a popular hobby. And it's funny, many years ago, they would say, stop playing those video games. Now people are going to school and doing design for video games and a host of other things that are video game related. In the U.S. Army, they actively recruit for autonomous vehicles as well, because you have that remote control, that same PlayStation thing now is controlling these, these death machines.
There's the applications for drones can't be overstated how many ways they can be used.
Yeah, there's a lot of patent applications being filed for them as well, trademarks for different drone products. A famous one, it's in the news actually this week, or last week, was Amazon has a specific shape of a drone that kind of doesn't have legs or anything. It just looks like this kind of octagon in the sky, like this three-dimensional octagon in the sky, and they're going
right.
to use it for delivery. Inside it, it's going to land, and inside of it, it's going to open, and your package will be inside. And that patent application was recently published, I guess.
Sounds like something out of the Jetsons.
So, yeah.
If you go that far back.
Mm-hmm. I'll have two questions for you, if you could. Number one, what's the most unusual use of a drone that our listeners might not be thinking of that you're seeing?
Well, I think we hit on it earlier. You wouldn't think of a drone being used for transportation like a taxi.
Okay.
Another thing that's interesting is the use of drones in agricultural applications for commercial purposes or for purposes that benefit commerce and farming, where they map fields and figure out crop yields based on drone mapping. So that's a pretty fascinating thing because that technology didn't really exist easily before. Now they can go out and map a field with a commercial drone that's been purchased for thousands of dollars, certainly, but not hundreds of thousands.
As a dirt attorney, Gary Singer would be interested in this. I learned from the exceptions to this search and seizure statute, property appraisers are using drones to map out.
Massively. So are realtors, actually, are using them to take beautiful pictures and stuff. Really cool. And the second,
sell property.
Oh, it's amazing.
Virtual tours.
Amazing stuff there. And the second question I have, do you think, within the next 5 or 10 years, we're going to start really seeing like automated package drone delivery from places like Amazon and this become part of our life?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't see why it wouldn't. I mean, who would have thought that we would all be carrying around personal computers on a daily basis?
It's amazing. When you think it's only been 10 years.
And it's only really been 10 years. It was 2007 that the iPhone came out.
Amazing. Right.
So that was 10 years ago. And things are going to be much different in 10 years from now.
How do we all live without Facebook in our pocket? I mean, seriously.
How do we live with Facebook?
We'd have nothing to check.
Better question.
What would we check all day long?
Yeah. So I'm not going to actually get a drone that just like hovers above me. And I can just look
but
it,
it reminds me, though, and we talked about this on the last show, reminds me when the computers first came out really in the 80s and how things progressed. You know, you had to get a new computer every 6 months, and then in the 90s. And look at the oh my God, the dot-com explosion and the computer programmers. You can't, there's not even still enough today to fill those positions. And while drones is not as going to be as big as computers, it is going to be big. Matter of fact, one of our visitors on Monday's show, was talking about one of his clients who has an infrared drone to look for building defects, for water seepage and things like that. Mm-hmm. What a great use of it. Sincerely,
it's a wonderful use. And the thing to keep in mind, though, is all these commercial applications. Just to throw it out there, you do need a license or become a drone pilot for commercial use. And there's specific application criteria for that.
I mean, what are they? I mean, you have to be at least 16, and
you've got to be at least 16. You've got to take a test.
So you got to read and write English.
You got to read and write English.
Yeah.
You've got to do. You've got some. If you are already a pilot, you've got exceptions to the drone pilot license. But you go through a process, obtain it, and it's a way to almost turn your hobby into a business in many circumstances. But you've also got, as you mentioned, a realtor using drones for what amount to commercial applications that are for some derivative compensation. Those are commercial applications. They should seek.
So they would need a licensure.
Drone pilot's license.
And what's the penalties for that?
Well, if you're that's a good question, because the penalties can be, they're statutory, but the mentioned penalties are often around $11,000.
But what, huh?
Per flight.
Really?
Yeah.
You'd be out of business in a day and a half, Singer.
Are they? If not even. For
what about the registration? I remember reading that's $27,500 fine to failure to register, even if I guess it's unintentional?
That's also another very good question based on recent changes in the law. So registration has been required for drones.
Right. And there's like over 700,000 growing, right? Something like that.
It's every drone is supposed to be registered if it weighs above 0.55 pounds.
Okay.
So that encompasses most of the quadcopters we've been talking about. But there's been a recent case, as recently as last month in May, that says that registration of drones violates the FAA Modernization Act. So there's contention there. And
how so? Briefly, how does it violate that act?
It could violate the act because it slows down the progress of modernization of the drone system or drone utilization. But from a practical perspective, the drone registration or drone registration requirement makes practical sense. It gives the ability to track the use.
You have to. You have to have. You have to have accountability.
You have to have accountability for you. We operate in a world where you have to have accountability for certain privileges.
And you know, that's such a hard pill. I mean, I'm really, you know, I totally get, you know, you need a license plate in your car, you got to put some tags on your boat, but you know, registering.
Listen,
hold on. Registering everything to create accountability.
Nobody said everything.
No.
We're talking about, imagine 20 drones flying around in the air within a 10-mile radius.
Well, actually, last Super Bowl.
Imagine that.
Which is going to be very is going to happen shortly. It's going to be something that's on
so
the
people
brink.
Should have to register. So no, that way, when they break the rules, Gary Ostro, when they break the rules, it's going to make it easier for the police to catch them.
No, but
what
everybody has
register?
To be held accountable. And
so you need to register the tool.
I think there's
got
to be some type of registration system.
I mean, part of me agrees, actually, but part of me just cringes at the thought of registering one more thing.
Or it's the wild, wild west.
It's the wild, wild west anyway. I mean, you can make that argument for everything.
Aren't they being used in Disney World? For shows,
they've been used in Disney World for Disney right. for
or
aerial
Super
shows.
Bowl this last Super Bowl.
They're being used in many different applications that for show, for entertainment, for commercial purposes. Mm-hmm. There's no limit to the utilization.
Yeah, you can use them for anything you use a tool for. But you know, but registration is what you do with things when you're afraid of them.
I was just going to say that. It's so new. Everyone's afraid. So they're going to overregulate it at first. You know,
I don't know. I don't want to register them. Yeah. I think it's a bad idea. I think certain ones over a certain size are used for a certain thing, maybe. But don't just register every drone.
Nobody said every drone.
Actually, it's what they said. What's the conditions?
The condition is a weight condition.
Yeah, half pound.
One among
and
others.
Speed.
Right. You know, we're going to take a quick break, guys, and we're going to be coming back speaking with Forrest Owens, who is a board-certified specialist in aviation law. He's one of 42, and as a matter of fact, I'd like to know what that actually means. I'm sure my audience will as well. You're listening to Legal News and Review, and it's broadcast on 96.9, 103.9, all FM stations, also on 740 AM. Let's not forget our listeners on iHeart, TuneIn, and iRadio Now. We're going to be right back.
Today's broadcast is brought to you in part by Corporate Capital Direct. Listen, banks are not lending, and the online lenders may not tell you all you need to hear to make the right decision for your company needs. Get the inside edge for business financing. Whether you have capital needs for inventory, payroll, general operating expenses, or even to consolidate expensive debt or tax issues, Corporate Capital Direct can help you avoid common mistakes when seeking a capital solution for your business. Never upfront fees. Get the inside edge for your business financing needs. Call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com. Again, call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com.
Welcome back to Legal News and Review. Recipient of the Award of Excellence from the Florida Bar, featuring Michael Santucci of the law firm Santucci Priori, practicing intellectual property, business, and entertainment law and litigation, located in downtown Fort Lauderdale. Reach them at 500law.com or 954-351-7474. To contact the legal panel hosts and guests, go online to belegalbuzz.com. Once again, here's your moderator, Philip Bell.
Oh, yeah, we are back. That's Rolls Whiskey.
Rolled Whiskey. Rolled Whiskey with a D.
I know. I just want to drive you crazy.
It works. You can find us on SoundCloud.com. You can find it Facebook, R-O-L-L-D. Whiskey.
It's
you
great.
You know how to spell whiskey.
You know what? That guitar work is so dangerous, you should register.
Well, speak about registration, board certification, and we are an award-winning series, award-winning for excellence, for promotion of board certification. And we have Forrest Owens, who's one of 42 attorneys in the whole state of 104,000 attorneys, my God, who is board-certified specialist in aviation law, and he's with the firm of Global Aviation Counsel. Before we continue regarding other issues regarding drones, which is a really hot issue these days, Forrest, what is a board-certified specialist in aviation law, and why is it so special, and what's the process?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It was a good process. It was beneficial. The board certification tagline for the Florida Bar is evaluated for professionalism
right.
and tested for expertise. Some of the criteria for board certification is you have to have practiced law for at least 5 years. You have to have substantial involvement in the practice area that you're seeking certification for at least 3 years preceding your exam application.
Right.
You have to have 60 hours of approved, at least for the certification area that I sought, 60 hours of approved CLE credit specific to aviation. You have to have a peer review, so you have to have other attorneys that are willing to vouch for your involvement in the area of practice, and you have to take a written examination.
And I could legally call you an expert.
You can call me an expert, but
that's right.
But I'm an expert enough to know that I do not know everything.
That's what makes you an expert. You know where to draw the line.
I like that.
There's only 42 of y'all, huh?
There's only 42 because there's, I think that there's a very good or very vibrant, aviation, industry in the state of Florida. But it is hard to cross that threshold of 30% dedication to aviation specifically.
30%, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in real estate, it's like 70. It's crazy.
Forrest, so, we were talking about all the different uses for drones. As we're sitting here, I get an email from my client, Skip Fredericks, who's a drone pilot, and he has something called Skip Fredericks.
He must be really little.
Yeah, drone TV portfolio. Yeah, really little. But he has drone TV, and he, I guess, streams live video from his drone on his website or on his social media, and I'm going to ask him to listen to this segment on our website.
Oh, I thought he was listening. That's why
I need your help.
Actually, guys,
if you're listening, Skip, you can hear the Michael's past episodes help. On 500law.com on my firm's website.
Absolutely.
You know, Tuch, I've been sitting here racking my brains to make a hitchhiking joke with the whole 42. Can you help me out here? I can't. It's killing me.
Came up with nothing.
Nothing. I got nothing. I know there's a Hitchhiker's Guide joke here somewhere with the whole 42 board certified people, but I'm racking.
Well, maybe
my
you could go to Dubai and use one of these drone taxis. It's now being used.
We got a one-way ticket
July.
Waiting for you in the lobby.
I'd love to go to Dubai. If you're paying, I'm going to Dubai, but Gary, I only fly third class.
For the Trump supporters, Dubai is in the Middle East. But I'm sorry, I just had to throw it out there. So.
But you know, Forrest, you have really a dynamic.
Dinner about the whole Supreme Court decision.
Yeah, another show.
That's another show. That's true. But you have a dynamic practice. You work in a host of areas regarding aviation, transactional, which is really cool stuff. It's kind of lifestyle, rich and fame, as far as I'm concerned. But when it comes to drones, you have pilots that are your clients. Do a lot of them have and operate drones?
The what I would call a traditional aircraft pilot, not as much as you think. It's still more of a hobbyist thing. But the interesting thing about drones is it's a whole new way for it makes aviation accessible to everyone, more so than just your airline ticket mm-hmm. that most of us have ridden on an airline at some point in our life. But this is you can actually go out. You can become a quote-unquote airman, which is a term of art, which means you have an FAA license.
Fascinating.
And it opens that world of interest to you. And it makes it relatively affordable for most folks.
Forrest, do you own a drone?
I don't own a drone, like I said, because I'm waiting.
What are you waiting for?
I'm waiting for the price to go down and the technology and price to stabilize.
But isn't that's going to keep going on and on for a while? I mean, I would imagine that technology is never ending with these things.
2 years ago, if you bought a 3D printer, you would have spent $10,000. Now they're $300.
And maybe next week they'll be $200.
Any stock tips from anybody on drone companies developing drone technology?
I don't know what Phil's printing that's 3D.
We couldn't get a stock tip out of our economic guy last week, so
you have to seek out friends with those toys until you actually get your own.
It's like a friend with a boat.
There
that's
you
right.
Make friends.
I want to know
better.
Drones.
Shout out to my brother and my brother-in-law. Thank you.
Yep. And or planes. Get friends with planes.
Well, this has been right.
Forrest. So, hey, Forrest, this is a great show. I was cutting off Phil there. It's a great show. We got about a minute left. If you could, I would like you to give us one more interesting thing about drones and then give us how we can get a hold of you.
Well, I think just to summarize or keep in mind, if you're going to operate a drone for commercial purposes, seek a license. I would recommend registering your drone given recent decisions. So keep that in mind. If you want to get a hold of me, you can reach me at Forrest or Forrest with two R's at globalaviationcouncil.com. That's my email, and focus exclusively on aviation and aviation related legal
matters. How
about
a phone number? Make it easy for us.
954-882-8090.
Oh, that's pretty
beautiful.
Good.
Do you know they make fishing drones? You can drone fish. That's awesome.
Awesome.
Yes. Awesome.
That would actually make fishing fun. I'm waiting for drone golf.
I think it
golf.
Takes away the whole idea of fishing.
On that note, we're just about out of time. I just want to thank our guest, Forrest Owens, of course, who's a board-certified aviation attorney, a great guy. Phil Bell, Gary Ostro, Michael Santucci. As always, I just want to point our listeners out to a little project I've been working on, which is garyslist.us on the web. It's just kind of a compodium of Florida real estate related web links.
What's a
GarysList? It's kind of like a
curtilage.
What was that word?
Kind of like a curtilage.
Caricature ledge or something. I'll explain it to you after, Gary, because we're at it.
We're going to have that discussion.
And on that note, folks, I want all of you, and especially Gary Ostro, to
be legal.
You've been listening to the award-winning Legal News and Review, recognized by the Florida Bar's Award of Excellence. Legal News and Review. Featuring Michael Santucci from the law firm of Santucci Priori, located in downtown Fort Lauderdale, and practicing intellectual property, business, and entertainment law and litigation. They can be reached at 500law.com or at 954-351-7474. To contact the legal panel hosts and guests, go to belegalbuzz.com. And to reach Gary Singer, board-certified real estate and syndicated columnist, appearing in 400 media outlets, including the front page of the Money Section every Monday in the Sun Sentinel, from the law firm of Gary M. Singer, PA, call 954-851-1448 for legal news and review. Remember, be legal.
Today's broadcast is brought to you in part by Corporate Capital Direct. Listen, banks are not lending, and the online lenders may not tell you all you need to hear to make the right decision for your company needs. Get the inside edge for business financing. Whether you have capital needs for inventory, payroll, general operating expenses, or even to consolidate expensive debt or tax issues, Corporate Capital Direct can help you avoid common mistakes when seeking a capital solution for your business. Never upfront fees. Get the inside edge for your business financing needs. Call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com. Again, call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com.